Hi there, Adrian. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Nate wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, to answer any questions you have, and also to apply a very significantly reduced rate for your young business. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going good. It's going good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for asking. So, Adrian, I know that Nate does a good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
Nope, that's it. Just need to
Oh,
see what the price
okay.
is.
Yeah, sure. So it's a flat rate. It's month to month. There's no long-term contract. You're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, residential or commercial, it's a flat rate. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. As you actually qualify for reduced pricing at just 8 months in, less than a year, our new business rate's going to save you $200 a month, every month. It's, like I said, a month-to-month service, but as long as you choose to use the service, that reduced pricing will stay with you. It's a fixed rate of exactly $199.00. That is actually, 50% off the normal cost of the service, which would have otherwise been $399. Now, we'll do a website for you as well. Our job is not just to list you on the first page. It's to make sure that the people who see you there have the reasons why they should pick up the phone and call you. So we'll build, host, maintain, and even update that website for you at no additional cost. Of course, that way we can talk about your services, your service area, put before and after photos on there. The website itself is going to be linked to verified listings on both Google and Bing, as well as almost 70 additional directories and destinations that are all equally important to Google. That content will talk about your services and your service area. That's what's going to put you on the first page in the local map, whether it's a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. Like I said, almost 70 directories, they're all equally important. That is what we'll do in that first few days to create that content. Now, being that it's a month-to-month service, a flat rate, and calls coming directly to you, again, you're not paying for a lead or chasing down the same lead that your competitors are chasing down, and we'll even include that website. I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right? That first page placement and more phone calls?
Yes, sir. How long is this $199 to be available for?
Well, until we fill the position. I mean, for you, the pricing is, it's fixed. It's what you would get because you're a young company, and even a month from now or 6 months from now, technically, you'll still be a young business. That being said, it's not the pricing that might not be available. It's the position itself. We are a Google Premier partner, so we only work with one business at a time, and when we find that company, we close out the category. What, though, might hold you back from moving forward today?
How long, well, if I pay it, how long is it going to be until it's effective, until it goes up?
Great question. So we're doing a lot. Obviously, we're going to build a website for you. That website takes about 3 or 4 business days for us to create. Once your website is active, it stays online. Even if we're adding photos or changing content, updating information, it's still going to be up there. It's going to take us about 3 or 4 business days to create all the content, all of the different destinations and directories. It is a month-to-month service, so our job, of course, is to get your phone ringing quickly and keep it ringing. So we have to get you that return on investment even in that first month for you to want to continue to use the service. So we do get started right away, and we move quickly to get it going for you.
Okay. And what's going to be the method of payment? How do you guys want payment?
So it is set to bill automatically. That cuts down on our overhead, and we're able to pass on the savings to our clients. We do accept any major credit card, cash, debit. We don't accept cash. Credit or debit card, it would be set to bill on a month-to-month basis with recurring billing on the same day. For example, today's day is the 10th. It would bill today and then moving forward on the 10th. Now, it is, like I said, a month-to-month service. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or pause the service seasonally. You can do that by simply contacting our client support team.
Okay.
Okay. Now, is it triple A residential construction? Is that how you would want the company to appear online?
It'll be three capital A's.
Okay, so it's three capital A's. So it is still triple A, but it's not the word triple in there. It's AAA, residential construction.
Yes, sir.
All capital letters. Okay. And then, Adrian, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? And is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Most of the time, you are just going to get direct phone calls. Both residential and commercial clients, everything has the click-to-call feature, so you'll get direct phone calls. Now, on the website, though, there's going to be a contact form. So people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they want to have done, when they want you to come out, etc. Adrian, when they fill out that form, you will get a text message as well as an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And then whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or contacting you through your website, it's still that fixed flat rate of $199. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, Adrian, is that A-D-R-I-A-N?
Yes.
And what is your last name?
Romo.
Romo?
R-O-M-O.
R-O-M-O? Okay. And then, Mr. Romo, when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But a lot of the times, we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text message. Did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, all of them would be fine.
All of them? Good, yeah. There will be a bit of redundancy in that if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, send a text, that type of thing. As far as the email goes, like I said, it will be connected to the contact form on your website. If it's a business email, it will be listed physically as well on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And of course, like I said, we'll use it to contact you. What is a good email either for you or for your business?
Adrian Romo, 29@gmail.com.
Okay, so first name, last name, 29@gmail.com. Definitely more of a personal email. Like I said, no one needs to see it. It won't be on that website or anywhere else. The other thing I wanted to ask you was, correct me if I'm wrong, you are service-based. You always go out to the customer, and no one ever does come to you first, right? There's no physical address that we would be promoting for your business online,
no.
Right?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, if that ever changes, let us know. Like I said, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if it were a shop or a small office, since you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They'll just list your city and state, not even a zip code. They certainly wouldn't want anyone to be able to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you'll be out in the field most of the time. So until there's a physical address where you would see customers, you're just going to be listed in McAllen, Texas. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do two things. One, I'll take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. Now, our technician's going to want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. And, of course, we'll talk about all the services you want to provide, whether it's remodeling, decks, roofing, siding, whatever it is. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'll do now, and it's required of us as Google Premier Partners, is to read what's called a voice verification, Mr. Romo. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that it is month to month, that we're even including that website for you. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am, like I said, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
It sounds good right now.
Okay, Mr. Romo. Takes just a minute. I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude, but like I said, feel free to stop me if you've got a question. Give me just a second to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Adrian, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, Mr. Romo, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
AAA Residential Construction.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that, with those three A's all capitalized. And then, Adrian, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Adrian Romo, owner.
Okay. And then, Adrian, as the Romo of AAA Residential Construction, Mr. Romo, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yeah.
Of course, of course. You make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Perfect. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We do request that you will agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages, too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Romo, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Adrian, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. First of all, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Adrian, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Romo, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, we will create that website for you. And like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with all of the discounts that I'm applying here, cutting the subscription cost in half, waiving actually the one-time setup fee to save you another $99 there. I'm going to waive that setup fee. And then with it being a month-to-month service, the website included, Adrian, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee that I'm actually going to waive today, will be charged today's date, the 10th of August, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $199.00. And again, Adrian, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls will come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Adrian, is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. As I mentioned, Mr. Romo, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month at that same exact discounted rate of $199, and once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, of course, a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. You can also pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, want to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Adrian, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Romo, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Adrian, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then, Adrian, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
I have a Visa.
Okay. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both?
It's a business name. What areas are we going to be covering?
So let me pull that up again. So we're not going to draw a big circle around you. It's going to be very targeted, very specific marketing. We can target, of course, both residential and commercial clients. We'll be able to target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable for you. Nate put down that you regularly travel a good 30 miles. So, you know, obviously if it's McAllen or if it's Wellasco, Mission, I can get my client interview technician a head start on that. And of course, like I said, we'll go over all of that information in that client interview. But are there specific cities or towns or even zip codes where you most want to be found?
No.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. So, yeah, we'll cover all of that and all the different services that you want to be found for in that follow-up call with our technician. I'm going to pull up that calendar right now, and we'll schedule that follow-up call. So you said it was the business name on the card. You said it was a Visa card as well. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. And it's going to get taken out today, right?
Yes, it will. And then we'll schedule the follow-up call with our technician.
Okay, when will that be?
So it looks like we just started that 5 o'clock hour. So we'll be looking first thing tomorrow is available, but it's 9 o'clock, and then the last one available tomorrow is that 5 o'clock. We're just already into that hour right now, so I can't actually schedule it. Looks like, I might be able to make an exception if I can get them to approve it. They usually like a little bit more advance notice, but if I could get them to do the 5 o'clock, would that work today or something tomorrow?
Tomorrow will be better. I'll go ahead and give you my number or no.
Okay, so there's anywhere between 9 o'clock and 5 o'clock, just the one exception. It looks like 2 o'clock's booked out. But other than that, there's at least one spot available for every hour. Did you want something in the morning, something in the afternoon, or something in the middle?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay. We could do the 9 o'clock then if that works.
Okay. What we'll do right now, I'll give you my number. But
okay.
For the next payment, I want to communicate with you guys first.
Yeah. I'll put it on my calendar to give you a call prior to the 10th. Give you a call, let's see, the 7th would be exactly 4 weeks from today. I can give you a call on the 7th, 4 weeks from today. That would be 3 days before your billing date on September 10th. I'm putting that in my calendar right now. Okay. So this is a visa. They should start with a 4. They all do. If you want to read that back to me 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it at the end for accuracy.
All right. And it's going to be $199.
Correct, as an exact amount.
Correct. Okay. 4259.
Okay.
0900.
Yes, sir.
1359.
Okay.
0071.
And then the expiration month and year? Four of 26, and the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
253.
So I've got 253 on the back, April or 04 of 2026 for the expiration. And then, Mr. Romo, was the card itself 4259-0900-1359-0071?
Yes.
Okay. Is the billing address of that card the 2408 North 47th Street in McAllen, 78501?
That's where the mail goes.
Okay.
That's my address.
That's your home address, right? So we're not going to be promoting that address anywhere online. In about a minute, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Nah, you'll be all right.
Okay. You'll get that email in about a minute. Like I said, you can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is on there as well. Now, you will receive that confirmation email in about a minute through our automated system. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Mr. Romo, that's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And now, depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, of course, like I said, we've got that client interview scheduled for tomorrow. And does 9 o'clock work okay for you? Kind of early in the morning?
Yes.
Okay. So in that case, the call is going to be scheduled from 9 until 10. It's a one-hour window, but the call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, like I said. So it'll get you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to 9:30. At 8 o'clock, you'll receive a reminder email through our automated system that call is scheduled at 9, and I'm going to send you in just a minute here a calendar invite as well to your email address. Now, the calendar invite is going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And it really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Both of them already.
Okay. So if you've got the text message open, that goes right where we need it to go. If you've got the email open, of course, at the bottom, it's got the invoice in the body of the email. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, that's hyperlinked as well. That goes to where the text message should go, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Mr. Romo, is that what you see?
Yeah.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your Google Business Profile. We're going to mirror the content on Bing as well. The directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. That's where it says they add many more. The landing page, that's your website that we'll build for you. Like I said, the construction, the maintenance of it, the hosting of it is included. You can always send us new photos of new jobs we send out your way or even videos. And then, of course, we can add that content to the website. There's no additional cost for that. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you want to scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to either copy and paste or type in your first and last name. It is case sensitive, so the A&R capitalized, appropriate spacing, so the space between, but not before or after. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before that or after it. But once you've got Adrian Romo right there in that box, click the confirm signature box below that. Mr. Romo, that actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's the month-to-month service, that we waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the price, that it will never go up, that we were including the website, etc. It also does allow us to send the Google PIN card out to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. It does kind of give us the opportunity to get a head start on things even before we do that client interview. Now, you're going to know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you get to that next screen.
I'm here on username and password.
Okay. I can give you the username. There is not yet a password generated. In fact, you don't have to worry about that next step right now. It is just really coming from the automated system that thinks, well, two things. It thinks, first of all, that your tracking system is activated and that you're trying to access it. It's coming from the my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. The automated system thinks that you're trying to access it, so it's asking you for a username and a password. I think if you were able to put in a password now, it would give you an error message that the page has not yet been created. Of course, we have to do the client interview first to create that content for there to be something for you to track. But in the next few days, once your tracking system is activated, we're going to send you by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the default password once you access your account. Some people never change it, and it doesn't matter if you change it or not. It's a personal preference. The username, though, is not something you can change. It is, though, easy for you to remember. It is simply... Oh, you're breaking up just a little bit. Could you repeat that?
Am I going to have to keep access inside of this, or is it just going to be you guys?
No. I mean, you don't really have to do anything, honestly. I mean, after your client interview, after we've got that information, we're going to get everything set up for you. A lot of our clients love it that way. All you have to do is what we require, and the voice verification asks you to do, which is to answer your phone when it rings. We know that some people only do that, that they just ask someone who's never called, hey, how'd you find me? Where'd you hear about me? They say, oh, I found your website on Google. That's enough for a lot of people to know that it's working. But you are going to get that detailed tracking and reporting system. Your username is your phone number. Area code included, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, but it is 575-956-3984, just that, the numbers. But like I said, whether you access your tracking system or not, it is going to be active for you in the next few days, but right now it's not, so you don't have to worry about putting in your username or password. Other than that, you are completely set on my end. The call from our client interview technician will be in that 9 to 10 o'clock hour, probably just a couple of minutes after 9. But I'm looking forward to getting this going for you, Mr. Romo. Looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing directly, and, of course, just earning your business 1 month at a time. You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir. Appreciate your time.
All right. Sounds good. So
thank you.
All I'm going to have to type up to see my own company is AAA Residential Construction, and it's booked up, or?
Correct. Yes, it's going to be listed with the 3-8 capital A's, AAA Residential Construction.
Okay.
And
correct.
And yep, that's all you need. Your phone number is going to be linked there as well, so you'll get those calls directly to you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you and your time and your kindness as well. Mr. Romo, you take care. You have a great day, and our technician will give you a call around 9 o'clock tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.